Yes, yes. We'll say the pledge. Mr. Sanders, would you lead us, please?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Israel. The moment of silence.
We all bow our heads for a moment of silence for our first responders and our military.
Thank you.
So, roll call. Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Morris? Director Morris?
Oh, here. Sorry,
she's okay. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Link?
Here. Approval of the Finance and Audit Committee minutes and warrants approved by the committee on December 17th and approval of the board meeting minutes for December 17th.
Make the motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of December 17th, 2019. Made by Director Israel, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. We have no wants or warrants. No contracts to award. Update, San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance update. Mrs. Morris or Mrs. Israel?
Our meeting is actually tomorrow. So
okay.
Got nothing. We go to the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency board meetings. The board didn't change from the election, and the board president is Ron Duncan.
Is there anything else? Did I forget anything?
Okay. And that is it.
Okay. General manager's report.
Main Street property Pecan in Maine, the installation of the chain link fence has been completed. I anticipate to be moved in and provide the County Riverside a 30-day notice no later than April or May at the latest. It is tentative to the project of completion, not only completing the moving of all the material, the equipment, and purchase of two new connects, which is the storage. We need to get the utilities activated on this property, which is sometime this month, and it'll be electric and water.
Is the water agency going to allow us to have water?
I don't know. today, we had the third phase of our selection process, the peer interviews, and four out of five actually participated. The next process would be the management interview. Once the final candidate is selected, background investigation, drug screen, and physical examination will be conducted. The reason for the low response that we've had on this round of recruitment, I think it's attributed to the current economic climate, which is very positive. Our unemployment is about 3.5% or lower. And if you go back about 5 or 10 years, when we had a job opening, you know, between 100 to 300 applicants would apply for the job. The guy who works for the City of Riverside and provides us with a contract backhold instruction on. He says the City of Riverside, their project supervisor, which is an on-site supervisor, starts at $69 per hour, not including benefits, and they're having difficulty recruiting. Our radio technician, who's retired from the City of Riverside, came by to visit today and to see if we needed any kind of communication news. He said he claims that the Riverside actually called him to ask him to come back to work because they're having issues with finding a backhoe operator and heavy equipment operators. So that's basically some of the contributing factors why we're having such a low response. On January 15th, Wednesday, I went to a joint Cal Mutual and Community Water Service Community Water System Alliance joint meeting. The purpose meeting was to update the accomplishments of Cal Mutual and CWSA. Some of the highlighted accomplishment was last year, Director Davis and Director Israel and myself went on three trips to Sacramento. I actually participated in two. And these travels was to personally voice our opposition to the water meter tax. And it's in their opinion that having elected officials, even though it's one person, that one person is actually confronting the state senators and assemblymen, the whole opinion of the community. So you as one person, you're actually speaking for the entire community members. And they decided to advert the water tax, and I think they pulled it from some other fund in California. I think it was the EPA or
what they decided. They decided to put like $2 million aside from another thing and then get monies that way.
I think it was the gas tax or something. But if not, we would be paying not addition to our monthly bill, but additional tax for the water meter to the state of California. So these trips, even though they're expensive, our shoestring budget, you know, this is worth it, in my opinion. On Wednesday, January 15th, the same day when I went to that joint meeting, the Department of Defense through the California Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, apparently our Assistant General Manager, PFC, Ellie Lemus, wrote a comprehensive letter to the DOD and SGARD, nominating the district to be recognized for her employer support and cooperation in her commitment as a reserve for the United States Army. With that said, I'd like to request the board collectively to agree for the board chair to sign and publicly display a statement of support for the Guard and Reserve. And on behalf of the Cabazon Water District and me personally, I would like to thank Mrs. Lemus and her family for their sacrifices, allowing her to serve our country in the United States Army. So we don't need to vote, but with a nod of your head, I have the original statement. And if you guys would like to authorize the board chair to sign it.
I make the motion to sign it.
Second.
We're going to wash my hands so I don't get those dirty. You know?
Yes, use your pretty pen.
Pretty pen.
Is that purple? Don't use purple.
Give me a black pen.
Black or blue?
I don't know what color it is.
I haven't even seen them yet.
So.
And lastly, the photos that those are for you to keep, and they will be displayed publicly in the hallway or in the lobby.
Good Lord.
And your ID cards have been issued to you. They must be returned should you relinquish your seat on the water board or not re-elected or vacated for any other reason. The slot ID card punchers has been ordered, and on or before the next board meeting, your ID card will be punched, so you may attach a badge clip to public display your ID when required. And also, you will be signing for the ID cards. And that's my report for this month. Any questions?
Is that the end of your report?
What's that?
Is that the end of your report? Okay. We have a closed session. How long do you think that's going to take, Mr. Anderson?
10 minutes on?
Yeah, I don't think it should take long.
We have a closed session where we have to consult with the attorney that says conference with legal counsel anticipated litigation under government code section 54956.9 section D1 case. So we were going to adjourn to closed session. It will take a few minutes, hopefully, and we will come back and report if any actions were taken. So I think there's some coffee there, some water, and a place outside to do your vaping, smoking, or conversing. Yes, ma'am.